Praise the Lord. Amen. Romans 15 verse 4. Hallelujah. Whatever things were written before, they were written for our learning, so that we, through the patience and the comfort, who's this person? So that through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, we might have hope. Father, we give you all the praise and glory. We thank you for yet another opportunity to be here in your presence. Thank you for the gift of your word. Thank you for the gift of today. Thank you, most importantly, that you are here in our midst. Thank you because your word will profit us and it will do us a lot of good. We magnify your name. Let your name be exalted. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God. Okay, so we go back to Romans 15 verse 4 that talks about the fact that for whatever things were written before, they were written for our learning. Hallelujah. And the thing that I dislike most about learning when you read things is that when I ask 10 people, if I ask 10 of you now, one sentence, what did you see from this sentence? You will tell me 10 different things. So that when you face an examination and then they tell you in your own words, discuss the things that they've taught you. They now say, come and discuss. Abi, discuss. I think when I was in school, let me tell you one, and I know that all of you may not be able to relate with it. Good evening to those people online, so that they won't say I have no manners. Hallelujah. Amen. You know how I struggled with this online camera? I up to now, I'm still struggling with it, because I always forget that some people may just be watching. Okay. So, when I was studying, when I was in secondary school, I was studying biology, and they always come up with questions. Talk about the human reproductive system. And then, if they are kind enough, they will narrow it down and tell you, talk about the male reproductive system, or talk about the female reproductive system. And then there was this particular time they taught us about the functions, the kidney. And then they dissected it, opened it up, and started talking about the glomerular filtrate and all manner of things. And I'm like, oh, net, why must I suffer all these things? And you can see that I suffered it because I still remember. Because if I ask and say, where will you find the glomerular filtrate? All of you look at this one and say, what is this problem? But that problem they gave me now are stuck in my head. So every time I think of the kidney, I always remember the glomerular filtrate. I always remember how it was drawn, and now we have to show the flow, you know, and it's just amazing. Hallelujah. And so when things are written, okay, there are certain concepts or facets of it that will come at you glaringly. Okay, so ordinarily, if I ask you what are the characteristics of living things, except you remember that acronym very well that everybody coined ahead. And the D is even in modern day, and I think it's even more than the D now, you know, because, I mean, we were taught about how many planets did they say we have? How many planets? How many planets? Thank you. So we were taught that there were 9 planets, and then all of a sudden, they came up and they removed the last one. Which one did they remove? After service, just hold my trouser that I owe you money. So they removed Pluto. I said, no, this Pluto is not. It's after service, so not now. Don't think about it, trouser service. Amen. Hallelujah. So they said, Pluto is no longer a planet. You know, and those things you have to keep with you. Now, all of you probably never heard when they said Pluto is no longer a planet. Why? Because you were no... What? Hey, thank you very much. So, that's the problem with when you learn. The thing will be lifting you like... just like I'm talking, it will be lifting you. So, where was I, Seth? Oh, my God. So all of us that learned then, okay, probably just felt, wow, we are done. So 9 planets and we are done. And we moved on with our life. Like, never need this thing again. The other day I was telling you about the fact that the earth rotates, it revolves. How does it do it? Does it revolve or rotate on its axis? What does it do? Rotates on its axis and then does what around the sun? Revolves. Thank you. So assuming that we don't have a ball. Assuming that this is my finger, you stick a ball in it and you begin to roll that ball on my finger. That's what the earth does on its axis, and that's what gives you day and night. And then it begins, so assuming this is my finger, and then I begin to move it all around like this. I am the sun. That's what it does and revolves around the sun. Those things we learn. Now, some people have taken it upon themselves to continually learn. Huh? So they will come up and say, that thing we told you then is a mistake. That mistake does not happen with the scriptures. The scripture will never come back and tell you, wow, this was a mistake. No. It will never happen. Now, if we do not continually read, okay, it says the things that were written before, they were written for our learning. If we do not continually go back to these things that were written for our learning, we will not be picking those things we ought to pick when we need them. Hallelujah. Amen. You will not get everything at once. But then each time you go back and you read and you learn from these things, then it will become applicable to the situation or any situation you find yourself. Amen. And please don't let it be that it is when you find yourself in a situation that you think that you ought to read the Bible. Hallelujah. You can read Bible and just relax with the Bible. You know, when we were growing up, my sister had this terrible habit of putting us in trouble. She always loved reading, okay? So she carry, when we go to the bookshop, for people like me, when I go to the bookshop, they say we should buy, what's that thing? Koku Baboni or Sugar Girl. I'll just go to the shelf and pick the Sugar Girl with a lot of sadness that we have to read something again. Then my sister will go pick the Sugar Girl, then we'll go to this corner, and then we'll be looking for her in the bookshop. That way she will go to one corner, and before we leave the bookshop, she probably almost will have finished reading a book. Then she will read part of this one, and then come back to my mom and say, you know what, I need this one. Then my mom would buy and buy and buy, hoping that when this one reads, it will go to this one, and then it will go to that one. Lo and behold, it did not transfer anywhere. That the person we want to read is Abiwala. And it did not go anywhere beyond her. You understand? So that if you want, today, if you go to her, that's Secret 7. Do you know Secret 7? Are you sure? Do you know Famous 5? You know Famous 5? My sister read every single one of the series in Famous 5. And she will tell you all their stories and everything. I'll be laughing. She will tell you about the dog. It was NTA that helped me remember the dog. But if you call her now, at her age, she will tell you everything. But she kept reading them. So by when there is no money to buy book, the one that are in her shelf, she will go back and read again. It cannot happen. What am I reading again? No. What am I reading again? It's a punishment. But to her, it was fun. And it helped her a lot, you know. So this one that I stand before, I say, I've forgotten something. My sister will never tell you that this one has escaped her mind. No. She was not deliberate. I'm saying you these things because you need to read these things. Because it's what you read and learn that you move with. Hallelujah. All the days of your life. Hallelujah. And whatever Pastor Divine studies does not work for Mrs. Divine. She has to study her own. Hallelujah. And it will not work for Kere and Wairi. They have to study on their own. Hallelujah. There's the best they can do is to ignite that spark, that desire in each one of them and say, guys, I've read this thing. What do you think about it? Okay? And so, because we did not like the novel part of it, but she it wasn't because she just loved reading novels. She just loved reading naturally. So when we go to the recreation club, there was a comic workshop there. Comic shop. The man that owns that shop, the man loves it when our family comes around because he knows that my sister will make my mom or my dad buy comic. Now, the comic was okay. When you open the comic, what do you see? How many of you know comics? What do you see? You see images. Eh? Then somebody say, ouch. Somebody say, boom. When I open it, I say, ouch. Boom. My sister. My sister will read the whole story. I'll come and tell us. I say, hey, that's the place he said, ouch. She said, eh, yes. Amen. And she was so good at these things that in the days when Indian films did not have interpretation, my sister will interpret Indian film by watching. I kid you not. When you see my brother, before this year runs out, when you see him, just ask him. My sister will sit down, look at it. In fact, Jugunu, she explained Jugunu to us. Dramenda, she explained to us. Dusnombri, she explained to us. All of those, just sit down. We are just waiting for... No. She will tell you that this is the reason why they are fighting. That this one wants to take this one's wife. And then this one said this one should go and steal. And I just kept wondering how. The things that you learn. Hallelujah. They will go with you. You see, so when the Bible says that whatever things were written for our learning, the Bible is not kidding about it. So everything, every story that you find in the Bible, please read it, soak it in very well. Because there, when it's time, you see different angles to it. Amen. I've told you why when people tell you that you give birth to, you big by like a Hebrew woman, for every woman that has prayed that prayer, they actually give birth like Hebrew women. Hallelujah. Amen. And there's no apologies about it. Because, I mean, the intention for those people that pray that prayer is that when you are giving birth, there will not be pain. Abi? Now, the story in the Bible that was written, and it's because somebody just passed it down. The story that was written was that when Moses was born, okay, and then they wanted to lie to Pharaoh because he was not supposed to be born. Wasn't supposed to happen. He was supposed to kill those children. They wanted to lie to Pharaoh. They looked around and said, look, because this guy has been born, there's going to be a problem. So they looked around and said, what do we do? We are going to tell the king that these Hebrew women, they don't need help. Oh. And once they go into labor, they just give birth. And that's how he became a prayer point. Hallelujah. But God listens to prayers. Hallelujah. But he said, you have to be zealous with knowledge. Amen. Hallelujah. There's no difference between a Hebrew woman and a Nigerian woman. A woman is a woman physiologically and physiologically and what? Which other one? The build up. Amen. And so this evening, we're going to look at John chapter 4. So if you are not... If you don't like studying or you don't like reading, please make a habit of studying. Hallelujah. Amen. They all came to my mind when we were in primary school. If that kind of thing happened, the teacher would tell you, go to the back. You stay. That's what I wanted to do. Let those who are the ignorant, what does that man say? Let the ignorant be ignorant. Okay. I think we start from verse 3. This story is a very popular story in the scriptures. Story of the Samaritan woman and her encounter with Jesus. And please note, it's an encounter with Jesus that we are talking about. Encounter with Jesus. Now, oftentimes, a lot of people walk on the surface of the earth and they just assume, okay, that they are fine, they have an encounter, and they're just okay. But then there are encounters and there are encounters. Hallelujah. There is one encounter that will leave you not the same way. It would change your life totally. Amen. Okay, so when we were growing up, it was just customary for us to go to church. Everybody will go to church. Well, before 19... How many of you were born in 19? You were born in 19. How many of you are 20? You were born in 19. Ah. My God. Before 1988... We'll go to church only on Christmas Day, Easter, New Year Day, 3 times in a year. And we're Christians. So when we fill our form, Christians. And to everybody, that's not an encounter with God. So, and the first thing is that when you go to church, you must make sure that you have the right things to wear, and you go to the right place. Okay? And that's it. So encounter with Jesus is not about a physical thing. It's not about a sensational thing. It's about a thing. It's about eating the bullseye, okay? Eating the bullseye, getting that your spirit to connect with the Spirit of God. So, and did I say verse 3? Please, let's go come and start from 1. So I know where I'm going. I don't want to open the phone, that's why. It says, therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus did not baptize but his disciples, he left Judea and departed to Galilee. Okay? But he needed to go through Samaria. And then so he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of the ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Joseph's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat by the well. It was about the sixth hour. Amen. How many times in a day did David say that he worships God? King David, if you get it, you get more money. If you don't get it, I'll take my money back. How many times did David say? All right. Let's go and think about that one. He says, several times a day do I worship you. That's what David said. Hallelujah. So a woman, no. Go back to the verse before, the verse 6. So it says, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. See, when I was growing up, post 1988, I found myself in a place where we were supposed to pray seven times a day. That's how I remember that thing. And the only way they would defend that you have to pray seven times is because he said, David says, seven times a day, do I worship you, O Lord? So we pray at 6 a.m., we pray 9 a.m., we pray 12, we pray 3, we pray 6, we pray, and you know, have to be 7. Annual church. Hallelujah. I don't know how many times you guys pray. How many times did the third one say we should be praying? He said we should pray. Did he tell you to pray always? I said, set man. The pastor divine. Your syllabus is always. If everybody is doing YEC, you are doing international baccalaureate. Okay, so the sixth hour of the day, according to their tradition, is about noon. So they start counting from 6 a.m. Okay, so the sixth hour of the day is about noon. So it says here that Jesus was at the well and it was about the sixth hour of the day. And traditionally, at the sixth hour of the day, nobody goes to the well to fetch water. Women will go early in the morning to fetch water or late in the evening. But then, this is the sixth hour, the midday, okay? And Jesus was waiting and he was deliberate. He was waiting for this woman. All right, so next thing. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink. And then, for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. You know, there wasn't anything stopping him from going with his disciples to go and buy food. Was there? Because when you buy food, you get water as well now. He's sitting by the well that he knows very well that he doesn't have fetching. Sunday Kilampi. Kilampi Farm Jadi. Oshijari, God bless you. Remy, after service, see me. I'll increase your responsibilities. Don't worry, that's how you call it. That's how we call it. So when we are growing up, we call it Doro. You used to pull it out of water. Yeah, exactly. So he didn't have that. He didn't have a fetching pail. Yet he was sitting by the water, by the well. How did he intend to bring water out of the well? Except he had a plan. And he doesn't just do anything. That's one thing you have to know about Christ. He doesn't just do anything. Remember when he was in the boat and the boat was, there was storm and then everybody said, Master, he was sleeping. And then everybody said, Master, do you not care that we die? And then he was just relaxed. Because the first thing he told them, let us go to the other side. And he knew that he's going to the other side. He was going to set someone free. That guy that had demons. That was the mission. Once he finished setting that guy free, he came back. You understand? And so he doesn't just do anything aimlessly. And if that is for anybody, please take note. Christ didn't do anything aimlessly. Don't do things aimlessly. Okay. So then the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman, for Jews have no dealings with Samaritans? Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you will have asked him, and he will have given you living water. The woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? And then he said, are you greater than our father? The woman said, are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? And Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. If you go back two verses, I think verse 11. Yes. Christ was introducing himself to this woman, and he did three introductions. First was the fact that he said that I am the living water. Okay? He did not say we better at him. He says that, go to verse 10. It says here, if you know the gift of God and who is it who says, you give me a drink, you will have asked him and he will have given you living water. And the woman, she could connect, because he said, if you know the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink. And that was what Christ, that was Christ's opening speech to her. Give me a drink. Huh? So the woman was paying attention. So who said to me, give me a drink? And then the woman replied to him. He said, because he will have given you living water. That's what Christ told her. If you know the person that said, give me a drink, then he will have given you living water. And then the woman could connect. And then the woman said, look at what she says. Then the woman said, sir, you have nothing to draw water. Where then do you get the living water? So the woman understood very well that this man is talking about himself. Okay? Because it's the person that said, give me a drink. And then he's saying, if you know the person that's asking you, you will ask for a living water. And he's saying, where will you get living water? You have nothing to draw water from. So first, he has explained himself to her as living water. Go back to verse 14. I think that's where we stopped. He says, but whoever drinks of this water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become him a fountain of water springing into eternal life. Hallelujah. Amen. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water that I may not thirst nor come here to draw. Hallelujah. And the next thing, he said to her, go call your husband and come here. Hallelujah. Now, it's a reason. Okay? He said, go call your husband. And then by the time she would open up to him, she said, I do not have your husband. And Jesus was saying that, look, even the one you are with now is not your husband. So he said there have been five. Okay? And that's a stigma in the society. Okay? And that's one of the reasons why the woman will come to you. She normally will come to the well around midday when nobody is there, to avoid the jeerings of people around. And it was in a place where she felt that she could find, to her, her own kind of help was in that place where nobody would be there. She would just come pick whatever she needs to pick. And see what she was telling him, that, look, give me so that I will not have to come again. And then the next question was that, because there was no correlation between the fact that give me living water and then go and call your husband. How? There's no correlation. Is it the husband that will help Jesus to get the water? Because he said, ask him and he'll have given you. Okay, so he was solving a problem. And he identified the problem and solving the problem. And that was why he was there at that point. So oftentimes, this is what happens to all of us. When we need help, we find something, we find our help in the wrong places. In quote. Okay, some find it, some people, I have a friend. When he says he's depressed, that's when he's eating. And it's normal. They say when people are depressed, you just be eating. One, when he's depressed, he'll be spending money. I said, why is this your depression? Why, when you have, please, anytime you have this depression, just call me so that you'll be spending. Because you can just wake up and say, I want to buy a wristwatch. And then he buys it. You don't need this wristwatch. I say, no, it's just to make me happy. You know, just to make me happy. We need to connect with God. And the truth of the matter is that Christ is willing to meet us at the point of our need. Amen. Notice that this woman had no restriction to the questions that Jesus was asking. She wasn't saying, she didn't rebuff him. She was only trying to imagine that there's nothing in the physical that can point to the fact that this man can give me water. But he's saying, I will give you water. I said, fine. She was even saying, if you know the person that says, give me a drink, then the man said, fine, how you give me water? And then he said, go and call your husband. Amen. He says, go and call your husband. He says, the one you are now with, he says, for you have had 5 husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband, in that you spoke truly. What's next? The man said, I perceive that you are a prophet. Next thing, our fathers worship on this mountain, and you just say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship. And then Jesus answered, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. He says, you worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming now, and now is when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. One said, I perceive that you are a prophet. Because of why did he say so? Because he was telling her. And he had no encounter. Amen. But if it was in this age and time, you'd just be making money. Hallelujah. Amen. So he had revealed to her 3 things about himself. The first one is that is the living water. Sorry, I need to check my notes. Yeah, so the first thing is that is the living water. He said so obviously if you had 5 women, men, whatever, husbands or whatever, it must be that she needed some kind of satisfaction, something to be satisfied. Okay, it doesn't have to be sexual. So it might just be somebody to pay your fees, somebody to sit down and be disturbing and be humming in the air. No. It's not. It doesn't have to be sweet. It will be humming. or somebody. So she needed satisfaction. Okay, and then there is no satisfaction except in God. Hallelujah. There is no satisfaction except in God. And this is what I'm trying to bring out here. And you know that when he said that, she immediately switched and looked at it and said, okay, how are you going to solve this problem for me? Okay, how are you going to give me this water? I need what you say you have. Hallelujah. And except you get yourself to that point where our experiences, okay, we are going to make our experiences follow the dictates of Christ. Except to get to that point, it will be difficult for you to, for that encounter to be, what do you call it, solidified. Amen. So sometimes in engineering, whatever, we do what we call soldering. Okay. So if you call me to solder now, I don't know how to solder. I will just do nonsense. So by the time you pull the thing out again, the thing will just separate. The two metals will just separate. I'll say, but someone said he soldered it. I know how to tell Munachi that this soldering, they are going to take this wire, put them like this. This, put the, you know those kind of things. Put this here. Now, there are some people that are trained to actually do that soldering. And when they do it, you'll be like, but this guy didn't go to school. He's an artisan. I'm an engineer. I know the how. They know the art. Thank you. Hallelujah. I know the science. I know why that if you melt it, I know that the molecules will become free. And then when they are coming together, they will, but he doesn't know. He just doesn't care about that. He just knows the art of doing that. Okay? So some encounters I like the way that I would do it. And then when, you know, some people just you just want God for what that problem you want to solve now, and you go. There is nothing that holds you to Him, because you do not have that encounter. Amen. Now, if Christ didn't reveal Himself, if He didn't reveal Himself as a living water, He didn't reveal Himself as a prophet, okay, by the things He was telling this woman, she would not have connected with Him. Amen. So He says here, verse 23, those who worship Him, Father, those who worship the Father will worship Him in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such worship. He says, God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. Hallelujah. Why must you worship Him in spirit and truth? Because man himself is a spirit. Amen. You can't worship God in this shell that we have, because it doesn't relate with us, with the shell. Okay? So I think it was in the book of Genesis that man was created, Abby. It was in Genesis that was created, Abby. And then he said, he molded man, and he did what? What did he do? Exactly. He put his breath in man. Okay? And he became what? A living soul. Hallelujah. So man was born, was brought forth by the breath of the Almighty. Man is a spirit. And we know that if a man is a spirit that lives in a body and has a soul. Hallelujah. Amen. And so if you must connect with God, worship with God. And that's why you have to understand that worshiping God is not about the building. It's not about the people around you. It's about your spirit and the spirit of God. He says those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And we've always said it, that whatever gives birth to anything is going to sustain it. Right? So if we're born of the Spirit, you can only be sustained by the Spirit. Hallelujah. You know how oftentimes you want to come to church, for instance, and your body is not feeling like coming. And sometimes you just succumb. Only very few don't succumb. Only very few. Am I right? Won't succumb. They'll just say, you are going all the time. When you are feeling down, or you think your body is weak, or you are sick, in quote, some people say, I'm sick, I'm not going to church. I don't know, except maybe for me, sir. When I'm sick, I don't go to the hospital. And a lot of people, when they are not feeling fine, don't go to the hospital. But this is a place where, if you're not feeling fine, you should come to. Hallelujah. God is our strength. Amen. God is our strength. You find every opportunity to stay in His presence, feeding at His table. Because it's your spirit. Okay. Next verse. And this is the last thing that He told her about Himself. He said, He's the living water, He's the prophet. And He says, the woman said to Him, I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When He comes, He will tell us all things. Okay? Next verse. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am He. Hallelujah. Amen. In His first introduction, He says, give me water to drink. And then He was talking, I said, if you know who asked you to give you water, then you know that He can give you living water. He was just introducing Himself to her because He wanted her to connect with Him. And then what happened after that? At this point, His disciples came and they marveled that He talked with a woman. Yet no one said, what do you seek or why are you talking with her? But then He had done, the reason why He stayed back at that well was so that He would meet with this woman. And then He would reveal Himself to her in these three dimensions. Okay? That look, if you have Me, then you are satisfied for life. Hallelujah. For life, you are satisfied. And until we understand this satisfaction matter, you will not be able to really relate. It's just like when I ask that, how many of you are rich? Some people term rich as in terms of fiat currency. It's this country that makes people know that they are not rich. Before 2023, the one that was a billionaire, before 2023 May. That was a billionaire. After June 2023, the man looks at him and says, it looks like I'm just, my money is just hundreds of thousands. It was a billionaire just 2 months ago. Huh? So, and then the one that thought I am doing well, suddenly looks at him and says, I don't know. Because they are counting their richness based on fiat currency. Hallelujah. Amen. But for you and I, hallelujah. It says, for our sakes, it was made poor so that we can be rich. Hallelujah. And then you know, that's where you understand the richness that we have is not in fiat currency. Hallelujah. It's in the things of God and access to God. Amen. What demarcates, what differentiates us from the people in the Old Testament is the fact that we have direct access. Amen. Our life is totally based on a different testament. We have direct access to God. Then they didn't have any access. Hallelujah. Thank God for Christ. Thank God for the things that we know. Then if the high priest went into the Holy of Holies, you know what the Bible describes, that they would tie a bell, they would tie a bell to his leg and a rope. They tie a bell and a rope. Okay? So that if he's spending too much time there, or they cannot hear that this guy is still alive, they will use the, but with the bell, they know that he's still moving. Because why? God is a consuming fire. In case he has done something wrong in the Holy of Holies, and then he has met his Waterloo, then they pull him out. Amen. But we have that grace. Once that veil was parted, it says, now we enter. Amen. Now we enter. We have to be the ones to make that move, because he has made the move. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why they tell you that except somebody, I don't know how to say this thing. It's a proverb in my people's day. Say, except the wall opens up, then the lizard cannot enter. Exactly. Except that happens. So except he had made that access, then we would have been. So his own way of moving is to give us the access to God. Now we have to do the rest. We have to not first understand that this has happened, okay? That there is access to God, and then we now have to go boldly. And when we go there, you don't just say anything anyhow. Eh? I've told you how when we were growing up, you go to my father, I said, and daddy, I want to buy ball. He will not answer me. No, he won't answer me. He just look at me and say, I'm not serious. Go, 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 go. Mm-hmm. Where did my sister go? I say, daddy, we want this ball. Eh? He said, okay. Then you go and buy it. So you can imagine how shocked I was. These ones are enjoying now. These ones, they will come. He say, but why now? I want it. Why now? It can't happen. So imagine the shock I had when I wrote, it was in Saudi Arabia. I wrote to him, I said, he wrote to me and said, it's going to be your 21st birthday. What do you want me to buy for you? And I didn't have anything. I just said, I want a 3CD changer, blah, blah, blah. And I posted it without any belief or any iota of faith that anything will happen. So, and then my birthday was in September, and then he came home in December. And I was the one that came to pick him at the airport. And here I saw my father carrying a box on his shoulder, a box of 3CD changer. When I saw the box, I'd even forgotten that I made a request, number one. Number two, when I saw the box, I said, this man just likes enjoying life. He has bought for himself another gadget. So, you know, I collected it. He said, that's your 3CD changer. I don't know. It's not even disbelief. I just looked at it and like, what happened? I didn't believe it. Okay? Now, his access. And this is what happened. By the time he left us and went to work outside the country, he discovered that he had no relationship with us. You get what I'm saying? So, once he had that avenue to make it right. He clashed onto it and then brought the city changer. You get me? And every other sharp person knew that the veil had been opened. Amen. That's how the veil, I'm trying to let you see that veil that opened, that it was not just for us to be reading it, that the veil has been opened. It's access. And it takes you to understand this access for you to take advantage of it. Amen. So once it happened, anything you go ask, then you will get. Hallelujah. Amen. So once this happened, let's go back to, so please go to the next verse, verse 28. Then the woman left her water pot, went away into the city, and said to the men, "Come and see a man who told me the things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" Amen. When we embrace him as our Messiah, our life will overflow with what? Gratitude. Amen. Let's go back to verse 20, I think it's 27. Oh, where she asks the Messiah? I think it's 27, 26. Yeah. The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ." Okay? When he comes, he will tell us all things. Hallelujah. And here is he telling her the different things. Amen. And then she was glad and said, "Could it be the Christ?" Hallelujah. When we embrace him, okay, our lives overflow with gratitude and a desire to exalt his name. And in him we find a treasure that is greater than anything this world can offer. Do you know that she boldly went to men and told her, "Come and see," and told them, "Come and see who I met. Could he be the Christ?" This was somebody that will go to the well when it's noon, when nobody's around, and return. Hallelujah. An encounter with the Messiah changed things around. And then she even became an evangelist. And then these men also came. And then they said, Bible records that they did not believe because of what she said, but because of what they saw. Hallelujah. So they also had an encounter with him. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew, don't worry, we'll soon go home. I want to sleep. Matthew chapter 15. Matthew 15 and verse 23.
Power belongs to you in heaven and the earth.
Verse 21. So let's start from 21. It says, "Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed.' But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, 'Send her away, for she cries out after us.'" That's the kind of humming you don't want to be hearing, because it becomes very dirty. You know when mosquito is buzzing? Amen. It says, "But he answered and said, 'I was not,'" "But he answered and said, 'I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.' Then she came and worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, help me.' But he answered her and said, 'It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs.'" Hallelujah. And she said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said, "O man, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Hallelujah. So she ate of the crumbs from the table of the children that were fed with bread. He said, that very hour, a daughter was healed. And what did Christ say? He said that he has not seen. He said, oh woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. Amen. So Christ is simply identifying with the fact that healing. He said healing is the children's bread. Hallelujah. And he told that point blank. I wasn't sent to any except to the house of Israel. And then the woman insisted. I said, look, we can feed off the crumbs. But what is important is that give me what the children also will feed on. How many children recognize the fact that healing is for them? And it's important. If you can't understand him as the living water, neither that we know that he's the prophet, okay, or he's the Messiah. Until we understand these things, every other thing, any other way that we want to connect with him, things will not be as supposed to be. Because it's the living water that satisfies our soul. It's the Messiah that will tell us all things, hallelujah, and deliver. Amen. So when things do not go right, all we need to do is to connect with him that has all this in his hands. He says, now those who worship him was worship him in spirit and in truth. And it's important. Amen. We have to connect with God. Yes, do you know God? Fine. It's okay if you say, yes, I know God. Hallelujah. But then there's a difference between knowing him and knowing him. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when people are discussing, some people are think that they know. You know, a lot of people think that they know, they know, they know, they know. Amen. If they're the ones that met Christ at the well, they will have sent Christ away from the well. That he's talking gibberish. And that's the difference between people that think they know and people that really do need help. Hallelujah. Okay? You give yourself to that conversation so that you can get the best out of it. When you give yourself to God, you get the best from God. The best that God has to offer, you get it from God. Amen. Oftentimes, and all the time, we say it, that fix, F-A-K-E, okay? The fake of something exists because there's an original. Yeah? So sometimes when I want to buy something online and they put logo, I cannot buy that thing again. I won't buy it because I know that if I see the logo, I know what the original will cost. And I see the logo, says 30,000 naira. I said, I lie. This thing cannot be 30,000 naira. I won't buy it. Because they'll put a logo that would announce to you that you have bought, to announce to everybody that understand the original that you have bought fake. Now, the people that don't know whether it's original or fake, they will just buy and be moving. Hallelujah. But in the things of the scriptures, there's been a lot of, how do I call it? A lot of untrue things that original things have been masked with. Hallelujah. And it's for you and I to be able to discern and disconnect from the things that are not true and walk with ones that are true. The living water, he said, if I give it to you, you will not thirst again. Amen. Does it mean that you not drink water again? No, it means that, you know, and the psalmist says, as the deer pants for the waters, so my soul longs after you. And you know that the deer, once it sees water, it will lap and lap and lap until it's satisfied, and then it goes on again. He said, once you do that, once you find him, there's no turning back. That's what it means. There's no turning back, because once he satisfies that test, once you're satisfied, you're satisfied. You just open your stomach and be rubbing it. When you're eating very good food. Like the one, that one we saw that day, Mr. Sajeri's food. That's that. Once you're eating very good food, you open your stomach and you rub it and you'll be sweating. Amen. That's how you should. That's the same experience when it comes to you digging deep into the Word of God, knowing fully well that you'll be satisfied. So what are the needs? This woman, this story I read to you in Matthew, just to show you that people that don't even have access to God understand that if they go to him, he'll find help. So he says, he has come for his own. Those that are not tagged his own, they understand that there is a God in Israel. There is a God for these people, and they cannot pick it. Amen. In fact, sometimes they look at us and say that they think that we are picking it, and then that's why they are jealous. But we are not even doing as much as we are supposed to do. But you need to connect with God in your spirit. So it's not about how well you punish your body. It's not about that. It's about you longing for him in your spirit, and then satisfying that spirit with the word of God. John chapter 1 verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and what? He did what? Hallelujah. It says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And then what next? He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. That's in him. That's the person that we're asking you to rest in. He knows the end from the beginning. And so if he knows the end from the beginning, how do we get to that end? It's not your problem. It's just like when we were growing up and my mother says, oh yeah, we are going to Lagos. What's my business with how we get to Lagos? My business is the fact that we are going to get to where we are going. So when we get to Rodo and says, it's becoming difficult. She's the one that will carry, the one she will carry, hold the one she will hold, and then she makes sure that we get to where we are going. Amen. Let's rise to our feet. I don't know what you're testing or longing or your soul is longing for. But your soul should long to understand him. That's where the miracles lie. Hallelujah. The things that will make a turnaround, that's where they lie. Then when things happen, when things begin to happen for you, when things happen, it's not because you are supersonic. It's because you have been able to connect with God. Hallelujah. And you're walking in his will. And so just talk to him this evening. Give him all the praise and glory. Magnify him because he's God and he's good. Just lift up your voice and worship him. In him we live, we move, and we have our being. Glory must be to the Lord, for he is worthy of our praise. So man on earth should give glory to himself, all the glory must be to the Lord. All the glory must be to the Lord. For he is worthy.
in heaven and the earth. All the power belongs to you. In heaven and the earth. All the power belongs to you.
Lift your hands and worship him. And ask of him whatever you will. Since where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst. Rekaban satanida basalia. Eka sata tamba tubas katalia. Eka skatalinda bras satalia de satalia. Egebons katalinga kakatis katalia. Eka skata poka kalingra satanina da batalia. Eka tamba so pakanda li satalia. Limpa sakanga satalia da satalia. We touched me. He touched me.
lift your name.
Just worship him. We lift your name. 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 Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.